West Virginia has its share of strange and unusual things. From the Mothman and other cryptids to the haunted tunnel on the North Bend Rail Trail, that part of Appalachia is indeed haunted. Today we tell of a prison built next to an Indian burial mound that has seen its own share of haunts, the state prison at Moundsville, West Virginia. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia. Gina, I'm on kind of a ghost trip right now. We did ghosts last week. We're going to do ghosts this week. May do ghosts next week. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Sounds spooky.
Always is spooky.
Mm-hmm.
This one happens to be about ghosts at a very famous prison in West Virginia.
Oh, those are the worst. Okay.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Well, folks, we've been telling tales from centuries past, all the way back to the Revolution and before. But today, we're going to share some stories from more modern times. And to do this, we have to go up to Moundsville, West Virginia, near Wheeling. But to share this spooky story, we need to give you a little historical background first. When West Virginia was admitted into the Union in 1863, it didn't have a state penitentiary. So the state was forced to place state prisoners in local county and city jails across West Virginia, a situation that obviously couldn't last. The West Virginia legislature soon approved a state prison after the end of the Civil War in 1866, a 10-acre site in Moundsville. Now, that summer, a temporary wooden prison was built, surrounded by a wooden stockade for the prisoners. The permanent prison, by the way, was to be modeled after the Illinois State Penitentiary at Joliet, using a Gothic style made of stone with turrets, battlements, and narrow, long windows called lancet windows. It looked and still looks like an impregnable fortress. And if you've ever watched old movies, Gina, you'll hear the bad guys talking about, they're going to send me up the river to Joliet. That's supposed to be, Joliet's supposed to be the worst place you could ever go. So if they're using that as a model, that was a really tough prison, I think. Well, early in the prison's history, it appears to have been a decent place to serve your time. They had a 5,000 book library, a prison band, which played in a bandstand in the North Recreation Yard. Wow. There was a baseball team that played against local teams in Moundsville and all down the Ohio River Valley. They even published a prison magazine called Work and Hope.
Wow, they were busy.
Yeah, some very odd things. In 1921, a prison coal mine was opened nearby to help provide energy and heat in the winter. It even had its own wells, two of them, that could supply water to Moundsville if needed. The progressive outlook of the prison soon changed as the Great Depression came to West Virginia. Conditions worsened at Moundsville over the years, and overcrowding became a constant problem. In 1986, a group of 20 prisoners belonging to a gang called the Avengers stormed the mess hall and attacked six officers and a food service worker, who were all thrown to the floor and handcuffed with the officers' handcuffs. Other hostages were taken during the takeover, with three prisoners killed. Governor Arch Moore, Jr. negotiated with the inmates and agreed to a new list of rules and standards, after which the inmates surrendered control of Moundsville back to the prison authorities. Later in the year, the West Virginia Supreme Court ruled that confinement to the 5-by-7-foot cells there was cruel and unusual punishment, causing the prison population to be forcibly reduced. Now, over the years at Moundsville, nearly 1,000 prisoners died while serving time. Those without families were buried at the White Gate Cemetery, about 3.5 miles from the Moundsville prison. The prison was closed in 1995 and is now a training facility and a tourist attraction if you want to go up there and take a look around.
All righty then.
You don't look too enthusiastic about that.
That sounds like lots of fun.
Okay, then let's get to the spooky part, okay?
There we go.
All right. Know why the town and the prison were named Moundsville?
Do tell.
There's an Indian mound directly in front of the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just any mound. The Grave Creek Mound, you can tell by the name that there's something spooky about that. The Grave Creek Mound is one of the largest conical-shaped burial mounds in America, created sometime around the 1st to 3rd centuries B.C. It's said that the negative energy generated by the deceased Native Americans has made its way into Moundsville Prison, which would account for some of the unusual paranormal events reported to have occurred there. They built the prison on an Indian burial ground.
This is what I was going to say. They built a prison here? Oh, my.
Haints have been reported by guards and prisoners alike in Moundsville at least since the 1930s. For instance, a guard might see a prisoner in old-style clothes walking around in a part of the prison where he's not supposed to be. The guard would raise the alarm, other guards would come to help look, but no trace of the prisoner would be found. There was a recreation room for the prisoners located in the basement. This room, called the Sugar Shack by the prisoners, was once infamous for all kinds of illegal activities, including gambling, drug dealing, rape, fights, and murder. Nowadays, visitors report hearing people talking, whispering, and even arguing about various things. Mm-hmm. Cold spots are felt in the room, along with noises that no one can explain. The Sugar Shack, along with the rest of the basement area, apparently has its own ghost, the spirit of a maintenance man who once worked there. This man was a prison spy who would report to the guards on anything suspicious he saw. Word soon got out that the maintenance man was a snitch, so one day he was caught by several inmates and was dispatched by knife. Ever since, the man's spirit wanders the basement, with equipment failures often mysteriously happening in areas where he's been. But the basement isn't the only place ghosts have been seen at Moundsville. The North Wagon Gate to Moundsville is said to be the home of another spirit haunting the facility. You see, the North Wagon Gate was in the area where the gallows was located, where they hung all the condemned prisoners. Mm-hmm. In 1938, one of those condemned prisoners, a man named Orville Adkins, was hanged for killing a minister. But the execution was botched as the trap door was tripped before Adkins had the rope placed completely around his neck. As a result, he simply dropped 20 feet to the stone walkway below the gallows, stunning and injuring him. No trip to the prison doctor that day, though. Orville Adkins was dragged back up to the gallows for a second try, and this time he was hanged correctly. To this day, visitors who visit the area of the North Wagon Gate can sense a feeling of foreboding and evil, and feel as if they're being watched by something. There have been reports of mysterious sounds and voices in the area, and it's said that Orville can clearly be heard slowly pacing back and forth at the site where he was executed. There's another apparition at Moundsville, Gina.
Yet another.
Another one. This one's earned the name the Shadow Man. This ghost is said to stick to dark places, and even though he's been seen, he has no features, just appearing to be a dark, intimidating shadow against the wall. Folks at the prison report being brushed, tapped, or shoved by invisible hands. Some have heard a disembodied voice saying, "Help, I'm trapped!" Ghosts of prisoners have been seen walking into and disappearing into walls. Now, Moundsville is considered one of the most haunted prisons, not just in Appalachia, been in the whole United States.
I can see why.
Yeah, put on an Indian burial ground.
Hello, Wow. I bet there's notorious stories about this. I mean, they have to be out there, story after story after story.
Well, these are the only ones I found, but yeah, you're probably right. There's probably stories passed around amongst the guards and former prisoners over the years that would probably turn your hair white.
So it's not been that long since it was closed.
About 30 years.
Yeah, that's not too long. Yeah. Well, good story. That's creepy.
Well, thank you very much. And that's the tale of a haunted West Virginia prison, folks. The state prison at Moundsville. Another bit of the folklore of this place we call home, Appalachia. You can subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast, if you've a mind to, at Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Odyssey, Spotify, Good Pods, or wherever podcasts are found. As always, sweet dreams, podcast listeners.